You know, it's not the easiest thing, just based on verbiage and terminology and what system he was in before this. Our system's not the easiest to learn, but again, the things that I've heard about him and know about him, very smart guy, he's going to work extremely hard, and he's figured this out. I'm going to help him as much as I can, but we got a lot of guys in this building that are at his aid, willing to help and at any point that he asks for it, so no doubt he'll get in tune real quick.
Josh Allen on Amari Cooper, who was on the practice field today. He'll play Sunday. Bills and Titans, that's not official from the team, but come on. And Devontae Adams will play Sunday night, and he was on an injury report, and apparently that was just, like you predicted, not real.
Right, yeah, he's like doing jumping jacks out on the field today with the Jets, so he's all good. Yeah, my brain would ooze out of my ears if Amari Cooper were on the inactive list. Not, you know, taking into account something happening tomorrow or something at practice or whatever. I mean, I can't imagine a scenario where he's not a part of things.
I want to spend plenty of time today on him and really trying to figure out, best we can, what his value is to the Bills. And we'll get into that. I've been waiting to say this, though, all day. I can't wait any longer. I just feel like there's something amazing about this. So, last night, Sabres-Penguins, there's the graphic, TNT game, right? So not the same kind of notes you would necessarily get from the Sabres broadcast. There it is, Lindy Ruff, his record, fifth all-time in wins. Just that for now. Does that kind of blow your mind? Fifth all-time in wins? Maybe not. Maybe you're sort of used to that now.
Nothing about that blows my mind.
Okay. I thought to look up, who is fifth all-time in wins in the other sports?
Oh, my.
Listen to these names. What sport do you want first?
Go football first.
Tom Landry.
Legend.
Tom Landry coached for almost 30 years. Dallas was always good. Super Bowl VI. 12. I mean, just like dominant dynasty.
Yep.
Dynasty.
Tons of style.
One team. Great look.
Right. Very identifiable.
The hat.
Yep.
Know your Tom Landry. He was a coordinator with Lombardi with the Giants.
I did not know that.
One was offense, one was defense.
As much of a legend as he is and as much as I liked the Cowboys when I was a little kid, I've never done a dive on Landry's career.
His life?
I just know him as the Cowboy coach.
Bud Grant scared you. Landry did not scare you.
Landry did not scare me, no.
But still cast an imposing figure, presence.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's mostly because I guess he didn't look as cold as Bud Grant. Like, Bud Grant just looked grouchy all the time because he's in Minnesota freezing.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
That would make someone, you know, disgruntled.
You'd be, I think, more inclined to yell at kids to get off your lawn if you're uncomfortable.
So, Super Bowl wins, that seems so right. NFL championship, conference, all of it. Dallas, yeah. Tom Landry, one team. Baseball, Joe Torre.
Boy, yeah.
Lindy Ruff is fifth all-time in NHL wins. Tom Landry is fifth all-time in NFL wins. Joe Torre is fifth all-time in Major League Baseball wins as a manager. Numerous World Series with the Yankees.
Sure, he's the Yankee dynasty of the 90s, yeah.
It's three in a row, four out of five, lost in 01 to Arizona, could have been another, 03 to Florida, could have been another. Even before the Yankees, he was the Met manager, Atlanta, he got Atlanta to the playoffs, which nobody does back then, Joe Torre. I mean, a giant.
Yep.
Landry, a giant. NBA, fifth all-time in wins.
Tommy Heinsohn.
Pat Riley.
Okay. Signs in a really bad guess.
The first place I looked at was Jerry Sloan. I'm like, all right, this is still an interesting thing, but he's not Pat Riley.
Right.
Jerry Sloan is fourth, though, so lucky me. So Pat Riley is fifth. How many rings is this, Pat Riley? All those Showtime Lakers, all of it. Knicks, Heat, championship, right. Almost championship teams, all the time. Were they ever bad? Was a Pat Riley team ever, like, bad for more than maybe one season?
I mean, he did coach the Knicks.
He did coach the Knicks, but that was like the best Knicks era.
The best Knicks ever.
Since, right. I mean, I don't do the early 70s Knicks.
Right.
But I love those. I love the Riley Knicks. The best, I loved Riley as their coach.
The best Knicks since Dave DeBuscher.
Yeah, right. Since Willis Reed and that team. And that was just a great time for the Knicks with Riley and then Van Gundy.
It's convenient here that these three, that Jerry Sloan is not in that spot.
I know.
Because the one thing Lindy does not have that the other names have are, you know, championships and you know, multiple championships. And, of course, Jerry Sloan doesn't have any. He's like Lindy. He, like, won a ton and just could not get all the way there. And, of course, Lindy has not yet done that. And so, I don't know. We'll see if he gets a look at it. But fifth all time.
Well, you could also look at their winning percentage. Because Ruff's winning percentage is like 55%.
Yeah.
If you include losses as losses.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably ties in there with Lindy, too. But still, like...
Yeah.
Those other guys would not be close to that number. Well, maybe Torrey. Maybe Torrey. No, I doubt it. I bet they're all way better.
Yeah.
Winning percentage. To be the fit...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Top five winningest coach or manager in the sport. Isn't it intuitive to think you just won all the time?
Yes, it is. And that if you've done it for as long as Lindy has, that there would be a championship. That's one of the ways you get to keep doing it for that long, is that you won, you know. So even if you won 20 years ago, some team is going to go, provided you're not like 85 years old or something, somebody's going to go, well, you know, he did it then. I'm going to try that again. And Lindy, I mean, he got to the finals.
25 years ago.
Right. But
That's it.
That is it. I mean, you know, a couple of good looks at it later on with the Sabres in 06 and 07. Those were really great teams, like serious cup contending type teams. And well, I think a couple of his Dallas teams were maybe comparable. I don't know how far they would have gone.
He had, so since he left the Sabres in 13, he did not coach the rest of that season for another team. So he was out of the league for the rest of that 12-13 season. The 13-14 Stars, he takes over that team, and they did make the playoffs, but lost in the first round in 6. 2 years after that, Dallas, with Ruff, won a round, and then lost in the second round. Then 3 years with Dallas and Jersey, where they did not make the playoffs. Then 1 year where they did, and they beat the Rangers in the first round in 7, and then lost in the second round, and then they missed last year, and he didn't last the season.
He didn't make
it
out.
So he has 3 playoff appearances since leaving the Sabres in the span of, what is that? Well, he didn't coach every season. Like, he was out before he went to Jersey. He was an assistant.
He was with the Rangers for a bit as an assistant coach. Yeah.
There's 3 years in there where he was not a head coach in the league. But it's 3 playoff seasons out of 7 or 8. I'm a fan. I really have a lot of admiration and respect for him.
Right.
It's just weird. Last night, it was the first time I ever thought about it this way. Fifth all time. You know, usually I'm like, sure. I mean, it's what? 865 wins, as
right.
I look at it.
I mean,
it's almost, it's coming up on 30 years.
Right.
But he does not have anywhere near the status or like the legacy of the comparables in the other sports at like the win total category, at least. And then playoff results don't even count toward that.
Not win total. But you mean
total wins.
Total win. Okay.
Yeah. But and playoff wins don't even count toward that. But you still with those other guys. I mean, all you think about is championships.
Right. You're going to fall farther behind probably because they had multiple longer playoff runs. Whereas Lindy, like we listed him, like right. I mean the you know he did a 98. They won two rounds and lost in the conference final, and then 99 they won three rounds and lost in the cup final. But then after that, it's
six, five and six,
kind of a desert. And then, 05, 06, 06, 07, there's, round wins there, two each year. That's kind of it until you get to that Dallas year there.
He has two playoff series wins since Drury. Okay. I mean, not writing it off or anything like that. I was excited about the hire, and I still want to be, and mostly am. Just not a great start. I mean, the games to me that have sort of redefined this are the games in Prague, where like just not ready to go at all.
Yeah,
new season, playoff drought, accountability, new energy, discipline, all that. It just and they've had better showings since then.
Yeah, I've mostly liked them in the three games they've played since they got back. Right, that's the total. Right, they're 1-3-1, five games. They lost in regulation to LA in a game that they just I don't want to say deserve better. You got to hit the net. You got to score some goals. Last night, holy crap! I mean, you got five goals. You got it. You got to get that game home. You just got to. And all kinds of reasons for it, right up to the very end there where Lukanen just can't squeeze that shot, that rebound that falls to his right. And then that's yawning. And that's just a tough deal, man. But I liked him by and large. I've liked him in the last three games. So I don't know, I'm in a better place. I know what you're saying about the start to the season is I'm despondent. Like here comes the season. I can't get to an excited place. And here come the games, and oh no. It's like my worst fears. Like, oh, geez, especially the second game of those two in Prague. But I mean, I don't know how optimistic you can be about them, but I think they've played pretty good hockey for three games here. And it's still early enough that if they can do that often enough, maybe they can, make some hay this season. Like, that's not out of the question to me. If they were still looking like they looked in Prague a lot here, I'm not saying they've been perfect here in these three games and they've lost two of them. I recognize that. But I'm feeling a lot better about them watching these last three games since they got back from Europe.
Sabres and Blue Jackets tonight. Tonight would help if that were to be true again.
Yes.
Actually, 2 points in the whole thing. Then Saturday night at Chicago for the Sabres. We'll take a break, 803-0550 to join us. Get back to the Bills and the Amari Cooper move coming up. Pregame not till 6, open lines until then. This is Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.